Study from the Satemet, Shnat Tav Resh Mem Gimel. These editions of the Satemet Moadim, Rosh Hashanah, page 27. Of course, the great mitzvah Tayom is Tkiyat Shofar, and the sounding of the Shofar includes many necessary ingredients of halacha concerning how to blow, what kind of a shofar, what kind of a horn to blow. The Mishnah, he quotes, is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Perigimel, Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Shel Ya'al Pashut. It's the horn of a mountain goat or an ibex, and it's Pashut. It's a rather straight horn, and not bent, like the horn of a ram that we use. The Gemara says, Amr Levi, Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim V'Kifufin. Gemara says that Rabbi Levi says we should use a horn that's bent. And the Kifufos, the bending of the horn, is explained that we should have a sense of submission, a sense of humility before HaKadosh Baruch. Pashut means that we are so close and our sense of being so close to HaKadosh Baruch is so powerful that that sound comes from a horn that's straight because we're coming straight to and connecting straight to HaKadosh Baruch. And that is true. But the means of connecting and coming straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the more we bend humbly before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea behind Kfufin. Because of our Poskim say, of course, you can be Yata either way, but the minig is to use the bent horn. The Lemitzvah Bilvah. So that means that there's a particularly sensitive message. It's kosher either way, but apparently having it bent, Mitzvah Bilvah, it's in order to get it right. So we have to understand and appreciate how important that kfifus, that sense of bending and that submission, how powerful it is on Rosh Hashanah. We understand it readily as an expression of a person's personal sense of humility, and that humility is something that's instrumental in bringing the person in tshuva and bringing the person humbly back before God. But it's not just about the person, and it's not just about Klal Yisrael. It's about the world. It's a universally important stance that Am Yisrael takes, and it does something for the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu globally to the entire world.
Is it part of the mitzvah of Shepherd Lay, or is it a separate mitzvah?
It's how the mitzvah is done. It's a facet of the mitzvah. A facet of the mitzvah is that it be done with a kafut, with a bent horn and a bowed and a submitted and submissive heart. Let's explain. Ki mitzvah ha-shofar shehakadosh baruch hu u-baruch shemai roitze. He wants shebnei Yisrael ya'oriru midas harachamim ba'olam. It's not just that he should have mercifulness toward us, because how does that happen? What's the mechanism that he should look at us, or even individuals specifically? Do we want, do we dare imagine that an individual amongst us, oh, that one, he deserves rachamim. What happens to the rest of us? What happens to the rest of us? But if we together want and deserve rachamim, or more, If we are invoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachamim and doing it because it's the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu globally, oh, that's a completely, or almost a completely different realm of accomplishment. It's a big measure of accomplishment. Let's understand. He says, K'meshikos, as it says about Ma'aseh Bereishis itself, Ra'o She'ein Ha'olam Mitzkayem. So while it says Bereishis Bara Elohim Hesher Shemayim Mitzkayem, that initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu optimally would have said, let's have a world of din. What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Everything will have a certain order, a certain seder. Everything is held accountable and immediately so. But that won't last. Ra'o She'ein Ha'olam Mitzkayem. That way the world and its people will not survive. Therefore, v'shitef imay midas harachamim v'yem ra Hashem Elokim adam. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, we have to make sure that there's midas harachamim, now it's possible. Now we'll have man with his foibles, with his mistakes, and with the possibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, look, I created the world with midas harachamim, and if I invoke midas harachamim, and on Rosh Hashanah, if my Am Yisrael invokes my Midas HaRachamim, then Midas HaRachamim comes to the fore, Midas HaRachamim comes to partner with Din in how Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to and does an accounting with the world. This happens every Rosh Hashanah, V'zeh Miskayeh B'chol Shanah. And like the Drosh HaSaran points out, and like we say in Adamim, Zeh Hayoyim Chilat Ma'asecha Zikaron Yom Rishon. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the world, all over again. Not just it marks the first day of the world. Not just we remember the first day of the world. It is the first day of the world, all over again. And because it's the first day of the world, all over again, it has that power of having the shituf, the partnership, and the bringing together of Rachamim with Din. But it needs a shofar to bring out that Midas Rachamim. It needs Am Yisrael to blow the shofar to bring out that Midas Rachamim. So we powerfully say the pasuk in shofars. And before we even blow shofar, before the tzkiyas of the Yushuv, Allah the King Bisruah. That initially we blow the shofar b'sruah and there's elikim, and then how does the pasuk continue? Hashem b'kol shofar. And Chazal said because initially we blow the shofar, and because Baruch Hu's midas hadin is what's holding sway over us. Allah elikim, and he rises up off the kisei hadin and comes to that higher kisei and moves to the kisei harachamim. Elokim b'sruah, Hashem yudkei vavkei, the name of Rachamim b'kol shofar. That's from Netzach Mivnei Kerach Mizmor. Right? Mivnei Kerach really knew where and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have Rachamim, even when you're really on the way down, the way they were. Elokim b'sruah, they're going down, but Elokim b'sruah, Hashem b'kol shofar, because that kol shofar is the way we invoke Midas HaRachamim, and maybe we could say Kivayochel evoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. It's a fascinating thing. So the Drosh HaSaran says, look, that's what happened on the first day. You had man, he was given mitzvah, Adam and Chava violated that mitzvah, and the Gemara counts the hours and says on this hour, and this hour, and this hour, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them. The Flem of Kluger says a fascinating thing. The Flem of Kluger says, what is it that other men have heard when they realized? How did they come to begin to even recognize that there was a problem for which they're going to be held accountable? And very soon, the Pasuk says, Vayishmuhu, Kol Hashem Elokim Mishalech, Bagon Meruach Hayoyim. They heard Koil Hashem is Halech Bagar Meruah Hayon. So they heard Hashem coming. But it uses the word Koil. What was the message? Hashem's coming. Hashem's coming in judgment. How does Hashem come in judgment? What's the kol? Says that when the kluga was a kol shayfer. It's the first time the word kol appears. It's a kol shayfer. What Adam and Chava heard was, uh-oh, an alarm. That was the kol Hashem Elokim Nishalech Bagan. That's what they heard. And they responded to it by doing tshuva and Yotze B'dimus. And he was found, at least pardoned in great measure, and forgiven. That day, which was the first day, it was Aleph Tishrei. And that's what happens every year again. The shofar is blown by a human being. Well, because you have to blow the shofar. But what is the shofar's sound to us? What is it? Message to us. It messages to us. Yes, wake up. Yes, you have to do better. Yes, if you care enough, and if you humbly come back, that humility, by being coupled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will evoke his response of rachamim, of accepting you mercifully. And when you blow that shofar, therefore, Alelikim B'Suah, and instead of Midas Adin, we are Zaycha, and we benefit from now the Midas HaRachamim instead. Now, he moves on to say something just absolutely fantastic. Just fantastic. He says, Ubnei Yisrael Be'emes, Yecholim Gam B'Mishpat, Liskos B'Din. Maybe individually, we are more liable than not. But as a nation, as a people, Bnei Yisrael Be'emes, Yecholim Gam B'Mishpat, Liskos B'Din. We really could come out ahead in judgment as a people. Just as we have no means of expressing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we try to as best as we can. We say Nishmas Kol Chai Tivarech, and we try to bring glory and express ourselves as to how great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, he says, you know what? Similarly, it's not within the words, there's no vocabulary to describe the greatness and the special nature of Am Yisrael. Openly and sometimes in tragic terms, even giving up our very lives. Akedas Yitzchak. You should remember Yitzchak. And you, at the Baruch, remember Yitzchak. And all the Akedas Yitzchak. All the Akedas Yitzchak of the millennium. But we do it. Agoli Ubasoser. Mekadosh Hashem. Agoli Ubasoser. So what he's trying to now say is, you know, so we really, we could blow a shofar shel Ya'al Poshut. We bringing up Midas HaRachamim, that's not just for us. It's actually more for the world and for the nations of the world than for our sake. Ochein ha-mitzvah b'kfufin k'dei she-yizku kol ha-oilom al-yidei his-eiruris HaRachamim she-b'nei Yisrael mis-eirurin b'kadifin atzman. Because Am Yisrael humbly submits so beautifully before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that effectively causes Midas HaRachamim to overwhelm Din, not just for us, but for the world. For the world, for the benefit of the world, literally, so that there will be what to eat in the farthest and most remote regions of the planet. We say it in Zechariah. That's what we say. The nations are being judged. The world is being judged. Because Baruch is planning a new year ahead. Eidu Akarim, Eidu Seva. It's going to all be decided. There's no one and nothing that's not going to be part of this accounting and part of the plan that this Rosh Hashanah entails. So what we do then is by being Ma'ir Rachamim, we're waking up and stirring up the Kaddish of Midas Rachamim for all of mankind. Because we are so humble and submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so well and so beautifully and with such commitment and in such a heartfelt way and with such power that he brings out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachamim for us and then it's Midas HaRachamim for all mankind. It's a fascinating thing. In Tov Reish Lamed Dalet, so Satan said this is about the Hamlocha being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We look at the davening throughout Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we see because Baruch Hu is looking for the Pachad. Al kol ma'asecha, ve'emoscha al kol ma'ashe v'rosa. V'ru'ucha kol ma'asim, v'yishtachnu l'fenecha kol ha'vruim. So we're very, very, very interested, we're very, even urgently, asking, please, not just you should be melech for us. Much of the theme Rosh Hashanah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become Melech and your Malchus should manifest for the world, for mankind. Says the Sfas Emes that ultimately, who's Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah? Interesting. Somebody once told me that they worked in an office with many non-Jewish people, and there were non-Jews there who somehow suspected that this new year of the Jews has a lot to do with us too. It's just got this sense. I don't know from what, maybe just from interaction with this individual, and talking with him, that they started to sense that even though they were not chayiv in mitzvahs, and even though they're not hidden, but that this day is of consequence for them. And it really is. It really is. This, that we are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the world, causes that the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be related to us and should be something that we are credited for because we're the ones doing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu through us becomes the Melech, Malchem Lochem for all mankind. But since we're the ones who are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that establishes that there's a special relationship with us. As a result, the Avnei Nezer, who was of course from the same school of thought, if you will, I hate to use that very secular term, for lack of a better way of describing it, you know, who also was from that from the Pshischa, you know, the Rebbe of the Rin. The grandfather of the Sfas Emes. And then Shishka was the Rebbe of the Kafka, and the Kafka was the Avnei's father-in-law. Yeah. So Avnei said, you know what it's like a little bit? He said, there's a concept we all know. Kol ha-mispalul ba'ad chaveira, hu-tzarek wa-yisadav. You dive into something for your friend. You put yourself out of the picture, and you're fervently hoping for the enemies. He should have parnasa. He should have refuah. He should have shalom bayis, and you just care for the other person. So what happens? Okay. That person who's davening so fervently for the other one, he receives, he becomes, he explains, it's like he becomes the pipeline. He becomes the conduit for that good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows. So it comes to him, and even before it comes to the person for whom he prayed, it comes to him or her. He says that's what it's like in being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should think in these terms. These are kavanas, essential kavanas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a melech for Israel. We should understand that this is ve'emos kal kol ma'asheh b'rosa v'ruchu kol ma'asim v'yishachu v'nechu kol abrum v'yazu kol ma'gud ha'achas la'aseh yisoseinu chablai v'fala. This is for the world. It's not enough that we should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu servants, that we should be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody, all of mankind. Everybody, all the descendants of Noach. What are we busy with Noach of all people? You know, the Gamus Noach, the Havah, Zechati, remember Noach as well, because Noach is the father of all mankind. Everybody coming from Noach. And one simple level of explanation. So it's about all mankind. But we're the ones who are doing the work. We're the ones who are bending before our heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the ones who are evoking this rachamim for mankind's sake. And we're the ones who are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he sits on his kisei, rachamim for the world's sake. Well, since we are the ones who do that, then that means we are the ones who are being misfalo ki'ilu, right? The same idea. Ba'ad chavera. We're accomplishing it for them. So then, therefore, there's something very poignant and something very close in our relationship to the Melech that's established because we unselfishly care about his malchus and all of the Bria. And because we unselfishly care about malchus Shemayim, Kvod Shemayim, so then automatically it causes us to be in a particularly beautiful and appreciated position in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Bezeh Shekosu, let's continue that, right in the middle of the right-hand column on page 28. Right in the middle. Bezeh Shekosu, Tikhu, Vatoyze Shoever, Vaket Eliyam Chagenu. Very, very well-known passage constantly, right? What does it mean, Vaket Eliyam Chagenu? A kitsuri is a cover. Meaning there's something about Rosh Hashanah and something about us on Rosh Hashanah that's not visible, not readily seen. And that's not intended to be readily seen. Such as, you know, the fact that, you know, we don't discuss that it's Rosh Chodesh, even though it is. We don't have a Bircha, you know, we're not Mevarech. We don't say, you know, the Birchas HaChodesh and the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, right? That can't be the other thing. But there's something very deep here that he says. You know what it is that's being hidden or that's being sequestered? Kitzrichim Rosh Hashanah. The very greatness of Am Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, we don't come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that greatness, and because of that greatness, we don't invoke it, we don't say, look who we are. No! We come totally, humbly before Hashem with only His interest and only His Kvod Shemayim in mind. And we don't distinguish ourselves or claim to be any better or different from all the other nations of the world, though we are, but mechasa, we cover all of that up. Because it's not about us, it's about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because it's all about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough if we're mamlech you on us and you become our king of Am Yisrael. No, Chalila. Melech Malchem Lachim. Over all of the Meisim, and over all of the Bria. So that's why it says Tikkun B'Chodesh Shavuot Bakeres Olam Chigenu Kitzrichim B'Rosh Hashanah Lachasois or Lachasois, I should say, Madrega is Bnei Yisro. We don't make much of the Madrega of Klal Yisro. The Madrega of Klal Yisro, he says, it's a fascinating idea. Madrega of Klal Yisro doesn't need as much rachamim as the rest of the world does, but rather we cover that up, so to speak, with his areg b'terch kol habruim levakish rachamim. We're just part of the world. You have to think globally and universally. You have to think, you know, like it says in the pasuk, "Vaten tiyu mamlachas kainim v'goy kadosh." We're the mamlachas kainim v'goy kadosh. That means that our job, is to literally be the messengers of mankind before our Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, because we are going to be the ones who, like other Marishim, are going to do tshuva and come back to you, Hashem, and try to make right what happened that was wrong. But it's going to be our responsibility. We take that responsibility on where no other people do. But it's a good thing. He says, because he continues, V'ha'emes, ki al yedei zeh, by being the ones who, though we don't have to as much as they do, but we do evoke racham. And by being the ones who are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of his malchus globally, he says, well, then we benefit. That's not why we do it, but as a result. We get all of that which flows into the world, all the good that Hashem wants to give mankind, comes with a certain proviso that it comes to us. Maybe come to us, like the Gemara says, and then through us, spread to the rest of the world. We have the credit for and begin to have some of the benefits that really belongs to the Ummais, but because we're the ones who caused that it should be theirs, there's a bit of it and there's some of it that then accrues to us. They're all benefiting. They're all being saved because of Bnei Yisrael. And the fact that there will be Mirz Hashem, a good year, and a good year, a year of bracha, and a year of parnosa, a year of health, and all kinds of innovations that will help mankind, and all kinds of goodness that will flow to the world, and Mirz Hashem, all kinds of teshuvos that will come to many people, and into many populations, mixed populations, even non-Yidden, it's all going to happen because of us. Because we will be bringing out Hashem's rachamim, not just for Am Yisrael's sake, for everyone's sake. He says, and that's the pshat in the first Rashi, and in the Medrash that's brought by the Rashi in the beginning of the Torah. Why does the Torah begin with Reish, and not with the first mitzvahs of HaChadosh HaZelachem Reish Kadoshim? Mishum Kerech Ma'achsov Higid La'amo. And he says, Pirashnu V'kamam Makaras, we've explained this. And Hagaz B'nei Yisrael Hu L'mal Ma'atevah. Hanhaga Shmoy Agavah. Our Hanhaga is Lamalu Melatev. The Pchinas and Nisim in the Floyd, which is Nisim. But then, there's a different kind of year, which is Tishrei. The Tishrei who Bechinas Shanar She'ein Ima Chadoshim. And Bereshit happened. The first day was Aleph Tishrei. And Aleph Tishrei is a day that's uniquely Am Yisrael's. Because whereas in Nisan you have open miracles, that's what the whole Gula of Gula's Mitzrayim is about. In Tishrei, it's through hard work. Tishrei is a Shana, and the new year that comes not through the Nisim, so to speak, that you have in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Tishrei is not blessed with this magical Hiskatshus that the Kodesh Baruch Hu promises from month to month to month to month. It's Shana, it's a new year and a new beginning. That Am Yisrael is invested with the power to create the new year, and the blessedness of the year to come is something specifically given over to those who will blow shofar and bring back Adam and Chava and bring back man and restore man to where he should be, which is also why in shofar it's all about Matan Torah, because what was Matan Torah? Another time where Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let's vanquish evil, let's conquer evil. And it worked for a certain period of time. It worked. It did. Right? That's why the Shofar Psukim of Shemus are all about Matan Torah. Because there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're going to go back, and you're going to be Adam the way he was supposed to be. That's what we are doing for mankind. We're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Here's Adam. You see, you created Adam on this day. We're giving you back and recreating and making of ourselves Adam be his dark design. Adam the way man is supposed to be. The way you wanted him to be. And just like he did tshuva on that day, the first Aleph Tishrei, we are doing tshuva today on this Aleph Tishrei. And coming back to you, creating back again that image of man and that image of the Eved Hashem that you wanted, that you intended. And to the extent that we do, you become the Melech for the whole world and you mercifully relates then to us and to all the other people because of what we have done to be malach you this way. And that's how we are looking at Rosh Hashanah, the global sense of what we are trying to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, and how it also then, of course, impacts Mirz Hashem for the wellness of Am Yisrael, but even for the wellness of all mankind. Shabbos is a time of perfection, right? Shabbos is a time of neshama.